This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie, stop. I don't want to talk about this on the air. No,
you know why?
Because, well, I'm having some ribcage pain.
Yeah, you have a trapped fart.
BJ.
I come to work yesterday, about 9:30 in the show, right before we were getting out of here. I stood up, and all of a sudden, this sharp pain in my left ribcage, and it hasn't stopped since.
Jamie.
Well, it says stop chewing gum and use a straw.
I'm not chewing gum. And I don't have to fart. So get past that, okay?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
There we go. Got to punch a button or two here. Welcome to the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It is a Thursday. Are we in for another hot one today?
Yeah, they're saying 99, which will break another record. So
99?
Three broken records in 3 days.
I'm going to take a look at it. Looking at my phone here because I love this iPhone. You know that, right? Yep, 99. I don't like
Woo!
It. I don't like it. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Hey, Spadil, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
The other voice you heard there is Carson as we get started on a Thursday. Hey, got a question for you, Spadil. You were in here just a couple of seconds ago.
Yeah.
And we saw a news report just now
uh-huh.
where they're talking about your XL bill.
Yeah.
And what this heat's going to do to it. If you currently, let's say my bill is $200 a month.
Okay.
What do you think it's going to go up to just because of the heat?
If you're just running your AC?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess you're going to add $80 to $100 to your bill.
Easily.
Yeah.
I don't have it. Well, if you don't pay your bill, what happens?
They turn your power
off.
Yeah,
they shut it off.
Yeah.
You're not going to get any AC then.
The only time they have to keep it on is if it's winter and it's going to be like dangerously cold.
Oh.
No, wait a minute. If you've got a heat warning out there, they should keep it on for the heat too.
I don't think they care.
Wow.
What if I sweat to death?
You're bad. Drink more water. I don't know.
Right. Have you ever gotten one of those notices on your door?
For using too much power?
No, for not paying your bill.
Oh no, I haven't.
They're headed to your house. They're about to cut this sucker off on you.
Oh, I don't recall getting one.
I don't know if I've gotten it on electric bills, but I've certainly got it on the water bill before. And Jamie, I think she gets one monthly.
That's right. What I'm scared about. I'm scared about the water bill because I'm trying to water my lawn to save it.
Oh, dude, you got to water it earlier in the morning.
I do. I do. Okay. And late at night, but
late
it's still.
Night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's going to stay on there. It just burns off during the day, right?
Yeah. If it's too hot, it just starts evaporating.
And Spadil knows all this because what's it called when you're an expert when it comes to plants and grass?
Horticulture?
That's you?
I do like horticulture, yeah.
Yeah. How did you get into that, Spadil? Did you just look at a flower one day and fell in love?
No, weed started becoming a thing, like dispensaries and stuff. So I saw a career path in it. So I started learning about plants. But then I ended up in radio, so I don't know.
Well, it's a backup plan, if anything.
No, you ended up in the weed business. I don't know about that radio career. I think you just ended up in the weed business by looking at the weed.
I mean, I did for a little bit, but, you know, I don't do that anymore.
All right, as we just get started here on this Thursday morning, it's going to be another hot one today, 99 for a high. Lots of things to talk about. There was a plane crash. It was ugly yesterday. Some people lost some power in town. We have some of that audio coming up for you this morning. And really great. That audio that you got, Shvedil, is pretty crazy with the other pilot.
Oh, yeah, the air control.
Yeah, that actually, witnessed what was going on.
I can't even imagine that. That must have been so terrifying.
Or just watching it.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get to that.
Wait. I got to tell you something.
Jamie just watched it.
Made it before they shut down the elevators.
Wait, they shut them down for the test because of the fire alarms. Oh yeah.
And so Tony and I made it before we had to climb the stairs.
5 minutes to spare.
Good for you. So what time are they going to shut down the elevator?
At 6.
At 6 o'clock.
Yes.
Oh wow.
Oh my God.
Oh, man.
I had 4 minutes and 30 seconds.
We should shut them down every day.
You would have had to hit 11 stories of stairs.
I know. Dude, I just ran here. Yeah. It's so
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday. 69 degrees. Going to be 99 again today. Then I think we get a bit of a cool off, Jamie. I think it gets down to like, 88, 89.
Yeah. Oh, that is going to be chilly. Nice and chilly. Perfect.
You know, there is a day coming up either Monday or Tuesday of next week where I think the high is only 65.
Oh, really? Yeah. Welcome to Colorado.
I saw that.
Where the weather always changes. All right. Blink your eyes.
How you doing? I noticed you walk in this morning and you're talking about your El Paso trip, which is coming up on Monday.
Sure is.
And how it's in your head and you're having dreams about
it's
it.
Awful.
Almost like nightmares you're having.
Yeah. You know, when something's in your subconscious, you obviously know you're stressing about it. You know what I mean? Like, I woke up in the middle of the night and I was crying. I was so happy we got our passports. And it was just, and I was like, oh, crap, man, this is a dream. So I went back to bed because I really convinced myself that we got the passports, right?
Yeah.
So I went back to bed and then all of a sudden I was dreaming and had a nightmare that we got to the border and the passport pictures inside the passports had dissolved.
Wow.
And they wouldn't let us over. So
that's crazy.
This is consuming your life.
Oh my God, it's so ridiculous. I mean, who has to go all the way to El Paso, Texas to get a freaking passport with their kid?
If you don't know the story, Jamie is headed to the Bahamas coming up in a couple of weeks, and she doesn't have a passport that's updated for a kid and
it
needs
expired.
To get one. It expired.
Right.
And can't get an appointment here in town. There's a couple of places here that you can actually go to. One that you can get it expedited, but there are no appointments.
Well, the thing is, and I know everybody's going to say, like, go to the post office. It's a different story when you have a child that's under the age of 18. So there's a whole paperwork system that goes with that. And we were outside of the 2-week window or whatever. So we have to have it extra, extra fast. Our friend, Jen, that works here, she didn't get hers in 4 to 6 weeks, and they had to cancel their trip.
Yeah, they canceled their entire trip to Mexico.
Yeah.
I'm hearing a lot of people are having to do that. They've said they're going to go out of the country, but they didn't have a passport, and they looked into the trip before the passport and got themselves caught in a pickle there, you know? And you're in the same situation. Closest location Jamie could find to get this thing expedited and to get it in time to go to the Bahamas is El Paso, Texas.
Right.
So you got to book a trip down to El Paso.
I already got that. Do you know that there's no 5-star hotels in El Paso?
I would have guessed that.
Yeah.
I would think there'd be one. I think there'd be one 5-star hotel in El Paso. There's not even one.
Yeah. I don't think that's a 5-star town over there.
No, there's not even a 4-star.
El Paso's one of those towns that nobody's really familiar with.
Yeah, I'm not either. Yeah, obviously.
I don't know that much about it.
I saw that they have a botanical garden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm excited about going there.
Sure you are.
Because...
Now, what's the plan? Are you going down to spend a couple of days in El Paso? Or you're just going down the night before?
No, we're not going to spend some time in El Paso.
Well, you could go to Six Flags over El Paso.
Do they have one?
No.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I feel like it's sketchy. I feel like nothing good happens.
Maybe.
I feel like it's like just child trafficking.
That's the vibe I've kind of got.
Yeah.
Like it's a real sketch part.
Maybe you hit El Paso SeaWorld.
I don't think they have that either.
Or Disney El Paso.
Oh, I love that one. Yeah, we're actually going to see Disney on Ice in El Paso.
Oh.
Yeah. No, so we're going to go Sunday, and then we're just going to get it Monday. Hopefully, my God. And that's the other thing is like my brain is like, oh my God. Okay, you gotta show them proof that you have airline tickets. You gotta have the little picture. You have to. And then all of a sudden, my ex drops this bombshell because he's gonna go back to El Paso and get it in 3 days. If I can't get them to do it same day.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's like, it's not going over well in my home. I don't think I can get it. And I go, what do you mean? And then my son, I go, hey, why isn't your dad going to go get the passport for you? Because it's his fault. Because I told him to renew it in January. Remember? I was like, renew it. And he's like, his current wife doesn't want to help me in any kind of form.
Well, it's not helping you.
That's what I said.
Yeah, it's your kid.
I said, hey, idiot, it's not helping me. I have my passport. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah, you can leave.
Yeah, like, it's our child that doesn't have their passport.
How do you not get that?
Because she's neat.
Yeah, I'm just saying, though. Yeah. I mean, but at some point, dad has to call the shot.
Well yeah. Well,
not the other person.
I think
that's the way I am.
I believe it.
I call all the shots. Yeah, I run that place.
Right.
I wear pants.
I guess it would be like you helping Sharon in something and then somehow Lisa saying, well, that's really helping Sharon and not the child.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, if I know for a fact that it's helping my kid, and I'm being serious about that, you know what? I think I can handle the argument of who I'm helping here.
Yeah.
Okay.
No kidding. I think
I could step up and handle that because it's my child.
Exactly.
And if I need to take care of business, you need to take care of business and you have to get over it, right?
Right. But it's because I'm going on the trip ultimately. I guess, I don't know. Maybe there's a jealousy issue or something. I don't know what it is.
Maybe she
doesn't want us to go on a trip.
Well, that might be the case too. But maybe she's thinking that. Maybe somewhere along the line, she doesn't really trust him.
Oh, to go to my son's going to with go. Him.
No. I'm just saying. Maybe she's thinking that what you know is going to actually happen. The son goes with him. You're coming back the day early, and blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Maybe she's just not buying all that from him because she thinks he's a pathological liar or something.
Might not be wrong, but but she could hear me live on the radio the next 2 days after that to know that I'm actually here and not with him.
I mean, well, that's a great point,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah, but if she has that attitude, there's a good chance she doesn't listen.
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah. I mean, think about that, too. I mean, you hate somebody so much that you
like,
don't.
I'm not hearing their voice.
Exactly. Oh, so there might be that, too, in the equation.
So I haven't looked up anything in the crime and everything, but I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I'm going to a third world country. I'm really scared about going. I've been to Asia with my kid alone. I've been all kinds of the Dominican with my kid alone. But for some reason, I'm really sketched out about going to El Paso with my kid alone.
Listen, we have a friend that left here this past weekend, Chris, right?
Yeah.
Chris is headed to South Texas, Galveston. So far, he stopped in Amarillo, Texas.
Yeah.
Spent the night. He stopped in Waco, Texas, and spent the night.
Oh, did he go to Joanne and whatever's Chip and Joanna's place?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you should
Are they
ask.
In Waco?
No, wait. Are they in Waco?
I think they are. I think you're right.
I don't know.
No, I think they are.
Okay.
Anyway, he sent me pictures. You know Chris and his pictures. He loves to send pictures, right? Mm-hmm. So he sent me pictures. And Jamie, it looks like a hellhole.
Waco does?
Waco, Amarillo. I got a feeling El Paso. I think if it starts or ends with an O, it's an
it's,
O.
It's a bat. Like
it's
El
a
Paso.
Hole.
Yeah.
El Paso hole.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
So have fun.
Yay.
DJ and Jamie.
All right, big announcement we made yesterday morning.
Moves.
21 Pilots coming to Denver to take over the town, man. They're going to do 5 shows in 5 nights. Wow.
Yeah, actually, the takeover tour starts with 4 shows in Denver. They're doing different dates all around the world, but they're kicking it off here in Denver.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool.
That's awesome.
They'll be at the Bluebird. They're going to be at the Ogden Mission Ballroom. Then there's a fourth one. They haven't named the location.
Yeah,
then the
no.
fifth is Ball Arena. So it's going to be huge. And we're giving away tickets to each and every show. There's other ways that you can win tickets to all the shows. Coming up at 8:30 this morning, the show at the Ogden, which is September 22nd. We have tickets for that. So
yeah, and all 5 shows are available for purchase. You can go to 21pilots.com. Spell out the word 21pilots.com. And right there, you can buy tickets for them.
You guys have seen them.
Yeah, I've seen them twice now. And they put on a hell of a show. I haven't seen them in an intimate setting, though, I will tell you. And like, the Ogden is more intimate, you know?
Yeah.
So I haven't seen them like that. I've seen them go full balls out, you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's amazing. They put on a show.
Yeah.
So, but I would like to see them at the Ogden. That would be a pretty good one.
All right, so
you know
late.
Anybody? You know anybody? What caller do I have to be?
You're going to be caller 9 when we... Well, no. We may change that up. Yeah, make it a big one.
And then what time is that? Because I might try to call. Okay, thank you. All right, good.
Yesterday, I guess there was a plane crash, killed a couple of people, a dog, and caused some power outages. What time did this plane go down? What part of the day was that?
It was probably maybe a little afternoon, maybe like 1 o'clock, something like that.
Oh, okay. Hit some power lines, is that correct?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty sad.
Yeah, it is. And then there was power outages last night that I think covered a wide area, right?
Yeah, it was pretty much Lone Tree, Parker, even almost down to Castle Pines. So it was all over the place, and they had to do it, obviously, because of repairs.
All right, here's some of the audio from some of the reports that are being made this morning about this plane crash yesterday and what people actually saw.
It looks like he just missed the pole, but, I mean, we saw power, like, flickering in our apartment, and then even on the roads, the stoplights were blinking red.
We're told a small, single-engine prop plane slammed into those power lines and crashed in a hilly open space southeast of I-25 and Ridgegate. With the smoke cleared, the grim reality of what happened here comes into view.
Looks like there's another like dip, but you can really see the main area because of that black circle.
And not much else.
I don't see much. It just looked like it kind of disintegrated.
The pilot's final call hinting at what happened.
All we have is the failure of the autopilot. We're trying to turn around.
Moments later, another pilot saw them crash.
Okay, we're looking for that truck. Oh, they're on fire. They just hit the ground. They're 5 miles, maybe, to the south of the runway. They hit the power line. Big fireball.
Two people and a dog on board.
So the first person, was that the actual pilot?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the pilot talking about the autopilot not working.
So he lost autopilot. Mm. And that is, I didn't know that was happening. So he was alive right there. He lost autopilot. And so he just didn't have visual on the lines, I guess, huh?
I don't know how you can't take back over control of the aircraft.
Well,
if you
can.
I would think that you could, but maybe it was just too late, Jamie. I don't know.
Or
I'm
maybe
not a pilot.
Yeah, everything, including autopilot and all the electronics maybe fried.
Yeah, I don't know. Here's the finished part of that.
Okay, we're looking for that truck. Oh, they're on fire. They just hit the ground. They're 5 miles, maybe, to the south of the runway. They hit the power line. Big fireball.
Two people and a dog on board did not survive.
A lot of this I didn't know about because some of the information didn't come out till later last night, so I didn't even catch that. And when it came to these rolling outages, because it was power lines, XL Energy, and all that, I didn't know any of the outages because a lot of it happened late last night, I think.
Yeah, did people lose power right then? Because I thought that they didn't, and then they were just going to fix it at like 10.
A lot of people that they live in the surrounding area, like the apartments, said that their lights flickered, but they didn't lose all power altogether.
And then they planned a shutdown at 10.
Yeah, right? 10 o'clock. Yeah, we were part of that.
Oh, that was sad. Man, that is sad. Yeah. All right.
Well. It is. All right, 627, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Lots more coming, including tabloid trash. We'll get to that next.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay, happy Thursday, everybody. It is June 17th. Man. Here's the deal. I guess the Academy of Country Music Awards doesn't have a home anymore.
Yeah, I saw this.
Yeah.
Who is it, NBC or CBS?
CBS did not renew the Academy of Country Music Awards. They said due to poor ratings. I guess the ACMs wanted $22 million for CBS to carry it, which is $2 million more than they paid last year. And CBS is like, we don't really feel like we're getting $20 or $22 million worth of, return on this one.
Yeah.
And that's the way the business works. I mean, we kind of know because we're in radio, you know. If your ratings go down, you can't increase the price of your advertising.
No.
It kind of works that way.
Yeah,
and the ratings for all award shows are in the toilet.
Yeah,
okay,
they really are.
So
So they're trying to find maybe a cable home for it, or maybe they'll have to go to streaming even. They don't know. But now, right now.
What do you think it is that every single award show is so far down? And this all started before the pandemic. And you would think with the pandemic, more people are at home. People are watching TV. They're looking for entertainment. You would think it would go up. But over the past, maybe 5 or 6 years, every single year, every highlight. Or a highlight is about how low the ratings are, all-time lows, every single time.
I would just say probably politics and agendas are being pushed, and I just wanted to watch an entertainment show.
Yeah, yep. Not to mention, I don't think people really care to see their favorite artists go up there and accept awards.
The speeches are too long, it's all that, it's just...
I mean, I just watch for the performances.
I did too. I mean, it's a nice little combo of the performances, but now we have DVRs and stuff, and so we're just like, okay, yeah, you said whatever, thank you.
Yep, yeah,
okay.
You don't even listen to anything.
No, you don't even care.
But this one is really a bad sign, because in country music, you get less of that. Than you do the others. And so for them to lose out with CBS is a big deal.
Well, CBS has had horrible ratings anyway, not only for just the Country Music Awards, but CBS is in the toilet right now. Yeah. And nobody really knows why. But, yeah, they're not like the big one. We think of CBS, we're like, oof, poor guys.
Oh, Netflix kills it.
Well, Netflix and Hulu and everything that's out there right now. My God, we have so many choices. That's the thing is, like, it's so hard to talk anymore with friends about TV shows. We've mentioned this here because you used to have only a few choices where you're like, oh my God, did you see, whatever. But now you're like, what? Wait, what? What's the Iron Maiden? What's not Iron Maiden? What's the Maiden's Hand Tale? Yeah. What's that one? The tale of the Maiden's Tale, something.
Handmaiden's Tale.
Yeah, what the hell is that? Everybody's telling me I have to watch it.
All I know is that it's like a show for women. That's all I really know about it.
I feel like I'm out of the loop because you gotta watch it. And then the girl that was cutting my hair, she's like, have you seen like, I don't know, something about vampires and something? And I'm like, that's not really my jam. And she's like, no, you totally love it. What? I don't even know what the is.
No, you're exactly right, though. Because you used to go to work or whatever, water cooler talk, 30 million people watch some show the night before.
Yeah.
Now, if you get 2 and 3 million, you can win the night.
Right, because we all used to watch Desperate Housewives on ABC. Remember, that was a huge show on ABC, and it was called, like, Desperate Housewives. We all watched Grey's Anatomy. We watched whatever it's called, ER, with George Clooney, all those. And I agree, we all could come back and go, but now there's so many.
Did you see it last night? Did you see what happened?
It's crazy.
But now
It's crazy. Yesterday, I made a conscious decision, and I feel bad because I really like Southwest Airlines, but yesterday, because I'm going to fly on Sunday, I took my ticket to United.
You did?
That's scary.
Aren't they having problems too, though?
No, I don't think so.
Not like, Southwest had a third
Southwest
day.
And Delta.
And Alaska.
Yeah, so Southwest, I felt bad, and it was the same price, and I like Southwest. They make life so much easier for me, but yesterday, I got a little scared, and so it says Southwest Airlines is dealing with more delays and canceled flights for the third straight day. And this was yesterday. And when I saw that news, I was like, we got to go over here. Yeah, so they had to cancel 380 flights, delayed more than 1,000 because of technology glitches and outages from earlier in the week. Since Monday, Southwest has delayed more than 3,000 flights. And so that was my thinking is like, they've delayed 3,000 flights and all these canceled. They're going to have to catch up. And by Sunday, I might be screwed. By the way, speaking of this, I know they haven't said it was a hack or anything like that. But did you see that the guys that hacked into CU were brought down yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. So there was a group of people and they hacked into CU and actually distributed some of the... some of the information that CU had. They hacked into 4 different universities. But yesterday, they took them down, and you should see that place. Oh, my God. They had Mercedes. They had Teslas. They laid out all the cash all over the floor in piles of money. Yeah. They laid out, and they even had euros. They had... American money, they had it all laid out in stacks. They had so much money
now,
there.
Did they get this from ransoms?
Yeah,
or how
I'm
did
sure.
they get all this cash?
I'm sure that that's what they did, yeah.
It was like a drug bust.
Oh, my God. You should see all the... And they were at the computer, and there was like 3 or 4 Mercedes keys just right there. And then a big crane was taken out of Tesla.
This story that I'm looking at says that they hacked Targets, University of Miami, University of Florida, Stanford, Maryland, and CU.
Wow.
Yeah. You should see the video of all the money. I was like, wow. Oh, do you see it
there?
Yeah,
this picture is crazy. That's just, I can't even count how many $100 bills that is.
And they're just laid out all over.
That's nuts.
And I said to my son last night when we were watching the news, I go, you know that somebody is just like, nobody's going to miss this, hundy.
Yeah.
And they just put it in their back pocket because it's all laid out.
Right before they take it to evidence.
Exactly right. All right, so that happened. We talked about 21 Pilots. Oh, this is something that's going on with some of my friends that live in Los Angeles. They are not happy at all at the Foo Fighters. My one girlfriend, she posted about this when the tickets went on sale because she can't get a vaccine because of underlying issues. Well, I guess a group of people are protested outside the Foo Fighters concert in Agoura Hills. This happened on Tuesday because Dave Grohl only let vaccinated people in. Even old Ricky Schroeder, he even got out there and protested.
He did?
When Ricky Schroeder protests, you know it's bad.
Ricky doesn't have the shot?
I guess he doesn't. Ricky Schroeder's out there, man. That guy is... Ugh.
Yeah.
I watched a reality show with him on it. He's not okay. He did that Silver Spoons, and then we really never saw him again. He's jacked up. Anyway, but people are not happy with the Foo Fighters. The thing is that vaccine card, I was just looking at mine today, this morning. It's so flimsy and dumb. Anybody can duplicate it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's pretty easy. Not only that, you know, at some point all this is going to come to a head. Either a decision's going to be made that you got to have your vaccine card and you got to have proof for a lot of different things, or it's just going to go away and it won't be as popular, you know, to have the card.
It just
at some point it's got to, you know, you got to find the middle somewhere.
You got to find a better system than a slim, like the flimsy, slim little white card that half of America is going to lose. You know? Because how are you going to prove it if you don't have that little card? You're going to be like, go in the system. Well, here in Colorado, if you go into the system, I give you my phone number. I'm not even in the system.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got
to. I'm surprised they didn't do something on your phone.
I know, me too. Like an app or something.
Yeah, a QR code or something.
I don't know, but then that's that Mark thing, so I don't know. And then finally, Nick Cannon. Man, do you guys know how many kids he has?
I'm going to guess. When I saw this story, I thought the same thing. I don't know for sure. I'm going to say 9.
He's got 6.
He does have 6.
With three different baby mamas.
Three different baby mamas.
Including these two, make 6?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he has 10-year-old twins, man. Monroe and Moroccan with Mariah. He has 2 kids, Golden, who is 4, Powerful Queen. Wait, what?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you read that
Let
right.
Let me read that again. He has 2 other kids named Golden and Powerful Queen, who is 6 months old. He has a 6-month-old, and he just now had 2 more twins.
Yeah, there was a little bit of overlap.
Right? There's a 6-month-old and you just had twins with another woman? Man, he is cranking them out, isn't he?
Yeah, he gets out there.
Yeah.
At some point. Don't you got to go to the doctor?
Yeah. Yes, you do. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, your chance to win $1,000. It's Alice Summer Bonus Cash. Coming up at 7:10. We'll give you a code word. You could win $1,000.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. 74 degrees right now, 99 for a high today. Could be some more power outages, they're saying. And that's occurred over the past couple of days due to the heat. Man, oh man, oh man, what do you think your power bill is going to be when you get it? Oh boy. That and my water bill.
Yeah, I don't even want to think about it.
Jeez, it's going to be double and triple. Now, when you get down to El Paso, are you getting a rental car?
I don't know. Hold on. I'm trying to make a different appointment because I'm worried about Juneteenth.
Yep.
Because I just realized that if this happens and everybody gets off Monday, that this passport place is going to be closed. So I didn't even think about that. I'm making a new appointment right now.
I'd like for it to kick in because I think it's going to get signed today and it be a 3-day weekend. But I don't think that's going to happen. I was just looking it up and it looks like it's going to come into effect next year.
Oh, it does?
So I think you're going to be okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah, let me show you something.
Okay, because I'm
You sent her into a panic.
I did. No.
I will say this. I also looked up the celebrations. There's a parade. There's a ton of stuff that's happening this weekend. It's unbelievable to the celebrations for this thing. The holiday. Look at this.
I can't. You can't see it? No, I can't look at it right now.
All right, let me read it to you. Okay. All right. It says Congress this week moved to formally recognize Juneteenth as a federal holiday, sending the bill on Wednesday evening to the president for enactment. But with such a short notice lead time between, this is where it affects you, Jamie.
Okay.
With such a short lead time between when Biden may sign the bill until the holiday actually arrives, which is Saturday, federal employees may not receive a paid day off marking the occasion until next year. But there is a chance the president signs it and says effective immediately.
Immediately, right. Yeah, yeah.
I could see it happening immediately.
Yeah, me
it's too. A big deal. Yeah. It really is.
Yeah. So I'm just doing a few things over here and making another appointment. Oh, great.
She's got her calendar out. She's got everything.
I've put you into a frenzy this morning.
Kind of. It's fine. Yeah. It's everything's fine. It'll be fine.
I think you're going to be okay, but.
But just in case.
Could happen.
Yeah. All right. Anyway.
All right. Back to the rental car thing real quick here. Yeah. Did you see the story? Rental cars prices are going to continue to go up. I pulled up, if you were leaving this weekend to go out to Las Vegas, cars are $700 and $800 a day.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Holy
they
crap.
Have no cars. They sold off everything during the pandemic. And rental cars are out of control. If you fly anywhere, you're going to pay anywhere from $350 to $400. Even in a place like El Paso, Texas.
I know. I mean, we've been talking about the whole, you know, couple of weeks or whatever, months. But now it's just, like, literally out of control, right?
Well, because the reason I bring it up again is because another story's come up saying that the prices you've currently seen could even double.
Wow.
There's
That means you could be paying $1,000 a day if you keep a car for, like, let's say a month, you could pay for the whole car.
Yeah, I know. And
it's
saw
crazy.
They're really pushing that other app that we were talking about, the cheaper one, you know, the one that you were going to do. But, gosh, there's so many strings of that one,
too. Well, I got news for you. Because of the shortage, Turo also has a shortage.
Oh, they do?
Their price, here's what I did. I pulled up Las Vegas, and to get a car in Las Vegas was around $600 a day, right? Mm. Turo was $450 to $500.
Really?
It's doubled also.
This is getting crazy.
The whole car market is upside down. I mean, they really have you because you've got to get around, right?
Yeah.
And then Uber prices are going up. So to travel, it's really expensive, especially the transportation side of it.
Well, I guess all the cabs are going to be back in business, maybe.
Yeah, you know, rarely see a cab anymore.
I know.
If you notice it too?
I do.
Rarely ever see a cab.
And somebody said, this is a couple of weeks ago, whatever, you really should use cabs because they're more regulated than, Uber and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, we took one when we flew into Virginia Beach this past weekend. We took a cab.
Oh, you did?
And it was actually way cheaper than a Lyft.
Oh, it was? Yeah.
And it didn't take a half hour. It was going to take us 45 minutes to even get a driver because there's a driver's shortage.
But I will tell you, after taking a Lyft or an Uber car, boy, those cabs sure do smell bad.
Yeah, they're a little run down.
They got that weird letter.
When you get into an Uber or Lyft, they really take care of it. You know, it's really clean in most cases. And you get the air freshener. They've obviously sprayed something before you even get in the car.
Right.
Got a nice little pleasant, you know, feel to it. Boy, you get in a cab, it's not that way.
No, our guy had half-eaten sandwich next to him in the passenger seat. No,
smells like onions. Oh, it smells like feet.
We caught him on his lunch break, you know?
That's the only drawback with a cab. You got to hold your nose as you ride. You're like, oh, man, take me down the fifth and down 40 seconds. Let's give away money.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Before I get to this, I want to ask all of you at 51059, have you ever been given signs over and over and over again, and you finally read the signs and didn't do something, and then maybe you didn't get on a ill-willed flight, or maybe, like, you didn't get electrocuted at a water park or something just because you finally followed the signs? Let me tell you something, friends. This whole freaking passport thing is a nightmare. and I'm just wondering, is like Jesus showing me a bunch of signs? Like, for example, you know, it was expired. So that would shut a lot of people off, right? Okay. Then I couldn't get an appointment at the actual location here in Colorado for the expedited overnight thing. So it was sold out. I mean, sold out, you know. Is whatever. And so I was like, okay, that's a sign. Well, then I finally get El Paso. I go and I'm going to go to El Paso Sunday night to get this passport. Well, now we might have Biden sign Juneteenth, which might kick in for a Monday holiday. It might. We don't know yet. But are these all signs along life's path where, you know, because this has become so complicated where maybe it's like, okay, I see you, Jesus. I hear you. I'll back off on the trip. You know?
I think there is something to that.
Right?
I don't think, I'm not saying it is in this particular case.
But
there are hurdles that keep coming up with this passport thing.
Right?
But I really do believe that in life, when certain things happen, they happen for a reason. And I've had certain instances where I've missed a flight or done whatever. Now, nothing really bad happened. But that doesn't mean that if I got on it, that it couldn't have happened.
Exactly.
I don't know.
But
I do think certain things. I mean, whenever you see certain things occur, like an accident, or we use a plane a lot, okay?
Well, yeah, let's use a car. But like, oh
let's
my God, I was
car,
almost
okay?
at that stoplight 2 seconds ago.
You always get a story, side story, of someone that was supposed to be there at the time.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay?
I know.
And so I do think there's something to it. This particular case, I'm not really sure, but for some reason you are running into roadblocks.
After roadblocks. Like,
yeah.
I feel like that there's a higher force saying, because this particular water park that we're going to is just brand new open, and I keep thinking, like, maybe they won't have the electricity quite right in it. And
well, it's like the new iPhone, right? There's always a bug.
Yes.
There's always
a
bug with it.
There is always a bug.
No matter what.
So is this like, is this a sign? Because, I mean, nobody's had this kind of road blockage.
No.
For a trip.
It seems to be very odd.
Yes.
I think of all the road blockages you've had with this particular trip, I think God would have said that you should have seen the sign when he forced you to go to El Paso. That's the most obvious
of all.
Of all
the places.
Yeah, hell yeah. Jeepers,
I mean, we have an office here in Colorado.
But you can't get into that one. Right. I'm saying, first of all, the outdated, the dad didn't do his job, but when El Paso popped up, you should have said, hell no, I ain't doing that. I got to spend the night in El Paso, Texas.
That is definitely God.
Yeah.
That
I mean, forget about this Juneteenth thing.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean,
this is like El Paso was the sign that I ignored. Yeah, okay, amen to that. Oh, my God. All right, anyway. They stopped John Legend in his tracks. They followed him, and they said, hey, John Legend, how's Chrissy Teigen doing with all this mess? And he is just so cool. He's like, she's fine. He's like, she's doing great. I think everybody wanted him to say she's in the fetal position crying and it's really horrible. But no, he's just like, she's doing great. I don't know what the right answer was.
Yeah. Mm.
But people don't seem to love that. That I think they just want like tears. And,
well, it shows no remorse.
Yeah.
Like she's just going on about her day, whatever. Yeah. It's a minor inconvenience.
Or like, you know, she's really working on herself, trying to make herself a
better
person.
Now,
that would have been good.
Are you familiar with the Oprah side of this?
No, I am not.
I guess Chrissy Teigen, from what I read yesterday, went to Oprah Winfrey, and she wants to do a sit-down interview with Oprah.
Oh.
And she wants Oprah to save the day, redo her image, and change everything for her. And the way she stated it was similar to what you did for Meghan and for Harry.
Really? I hadn't heard this at all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so Oprah, I guess, was approached by Chrissy Teigen to help, you know, rebuild her image. I don't know if Oprah did so much for Meghan and Harry.
Well, right.
I feel
Oprah
like
Oprah did it for Oprah.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying is, I think their image got worse because of the interview, because we found out that it was all a pack of lies.
So what did Oprah say?
I don't think there's an answer yet.
Oh, she has an answer. Oh, boy, that would be uncomfortable, wouldn't it, when she said no? You'd be all embarrassed. You're like, okay. And how does Oprah say no? Like, she's like, dude.
know.
I'm not touching that.
Right? It's like,
Well, then it's up to Oprah, unlike the first interview with Meghan and Harry, to do her fact checks and actually know what's a lie and what's not a lie so she can call her out.
Yeah, this should be interesting. I don't know if it will help or not.
I don't think you fix it. Yeah. I mean, you have tweets that say you should kill yourself. I mean, how do you get past that? You can't.
You can't.
You can't. Yeah. So I don't think Oprah can propose anything that's going to change.
Well, she could be like this. What were you thinking? You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, just roast her.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just don't know
and
what your answer is.
Chrissy's like, you know, she'll say her same thing that she did in Twitter. Now, if she throws in there, too, that she had thrown her shoulder out and she was on a muscle relaxant and she didn't know she was tweeting it, that might fix her. I don't know.
I feel like she was drunk.
Oh, my God. My girlfriend.
I do. I feel like that she was probably either on something or drinking when she did this stuff.
Some people do get angry when they drink.
My girlfriend was standing on the back of a couch trying to hang up a curtain because it fell down. And she tore her entire, what's the thing that holds that attaches your knee? She tore the entire thing off. And so yesterday she had surgery and she was on drugs and she signed up for Weight Watchers. and she's skinny.
She's like, that looks like a great idea. Yeah.
She said that all of a sudden her husband, she has like four kids or what, three. She's like, all of a sudden her husband's like, what are you doing on the phone? Because he was worried because she's on painkillers, right? Because she just, meniscus or whatever, she had a whatever tear.
Meniscus.
Yeah, and so he's like, why are you on the phone? Put the phone down. You're like whacked out of your mind. She just gotten out of surgery and she's on her phone. And she's like, he looked at it and she signed up for Weight Watchers.
She's got a credit card out.
Right. So,
I think Chrissy Teigen may be on Ambien.
Maybe. Right?
Because
so.
Ambien makes you take booby pictures and you're mean.
Yeah, yeah.
And she does both of those.
Right. My sister, I told you, was on Ambien, and man, they found her in the pantry just eating Fruit Loops.
There's so many stories about Ambien where they find people like driving a car naked.
Yeah.
they don't even know they're up and awake.
I've never taken it. I mean, I can only imagine. I'm sure the sleep is amazing, but. They took a video of my poor sister in that pantry.
Yeah.
Just shoving Fruit Loops in her mouth.
I've taken it before.
You have?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Was it like the best night's sleep ever?
I don't remember.
See?
You don't remember
See,
anything.
See, that's a scary part about it.
It's a mind eraser. Yeah, it really is.
No, I wouldn't want that. Oh, that mind eraser. That's what I was going to ask you. Did you write it at Elitch's?
I don't remember.
It's the big circle one. It goes in a big
circle.
Yeah,
you go frontwards and then they go backwards.
Yeah, remember I said I was trying to remember the one that I wanted to know if you wrote it? It was the mind eraser.
I don't know. I went to Elitch?
I don't remember.
I don't know.
Let's see here. What else did I have for you? One other thing. Hold on. Let me find it. Nick Carter had a bunch of kids. Oh, yeah. Space Jam, a new legacy soundtrack has been announced. It's going to feature Lil Wayne, Chance the Rapper. It might be really good, you guys.
Have you seen the trailer?
No, I have not.
Jamie.
What?
It might be really good. Watch the trailer.
Is it bad?
It's ridiculous.
Listen, I'm excited because I love this first Space Jam, so I'm excited for this one.
First of all, here's what I don't think is going to work out for them. Remember just a week ago or so, the poll came out that the worst hated person in the NBA is LeBron James?
Yeah, I did see
that. He's the star of this.
Oh, yeah.
I think that might be a problem, guys.
It could be.
I mean, LeBron James is not liked at all right now.
It's also kind of weird, like in the trailer, there's parts of it where LeBron James is animated, and then the original one, Michael Jordan, was never animated. He was, like, interacting with real Looney Tunes.
Everybody else was, right.
Did you watch the trailer?
Yeah, and I'm
it's bizarre,
super disappointed.
It
looks really weird.
It looks dumb.
It doesn't look like it's going to feel like the old Space Jam.
You guys are making Carson cry.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm excited about it.
I know, but they're like squashing all your hopes and dreams against the rocks of despair.
I wanted it to be really good because I loved the first Space Jam, but this trailer makes it look like it's not going to be good.
Yeah, all right. Enjoy.
And then Aristea is pregnant.
She is?
Yep.
Maybe that's why she left.
That's what I was wondering. She announced it yesterday that she's pregnant and going to have a baby in December.
Well, she did say family matters.
Yeah, and she started a whole...
Fox 31, by the way.
But someone is also saying that Lauren Whitney is pregnant. Oh, they're not those kind of friends, are they? Let's get pregnant together. Please tell me they didn't do this.
They planned it?
Please don't tell me they're that kind of... I mean, they're besties, like absolute besties.
Is that a bad thing?
I don't know. It's just, I don't know if that's
so according to CBS Denver, 6 days ago, Lauren Whitney announced that she's pregnant.
Oh, my God, they're that kind of friends. Oh, my God. Lauren Whitney is the hot chick, a weather girl on whatever, 9-4?
Four.
She's a super hot blonde chick. And her and Aristea being from Fox 31, are like BFFs. Like, you have no idea how best friends they are. And now they're pregnant together. Isn't this a TLC show? Like, My Best Friend? Where they're like so besties that they like bestie pregnant.
I noticed you looked at Carson when you asked that.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
Wrong.
Sorry.
BJ Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget, coming up at 8:30 this morning, we have 21 Pilot tickets to give away. Five big shows as 21 Pilots takes over Denver in September. Oh, that rhymed, didn't it?
BJ and Jamie.
You got Schmodo and Carson, a couple chumps. BJ will ask them questions. It's up the chumps. We know that Jamie's smarter. Her answer's right. Can you guess the answer? It's up the chumps. It's up the chumps.
All right, here we go. It's 7:52 here at the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It's a little trivia game we play called Stump the Chumps. It's where Carson takes on Schmadil. I don't know who's in the lead. I don't think it really matters, does it? But today, Jamie.
Yes, sir.
I don't. They might get one correct, but it's going to be difficult today.
Oh, good.
Today's theme. You know I like to do themes.
I know,
right?
You do.
The animal kingdom.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. I love
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, man. Yeah. I feel so good that you guys are on board.
This is kind of exciting. All right. Okay.
Animal kingdom.
I feel like I know animal stuff.
Madel, do you know animal stuff?
Like dogs. I don't know about like actual zoo animals.
Yeah. Like zebras, whales.
I don't have a dog question.
Uh-oh, I have bad news.
Sorry.
Are they hard?
I don't know any of these.
It's going to be interesting, baby.
Oh, man.
All right. Again, it's the animal kingdom. If you think you know the answer, you can text NATO at 51059 or just play along in your car and shout it out, whatever. We don't really care. All right. Whenever you're ready.
Okay, here we go. How many legs does a spider have?
Got to count them all.
Yeah, I'm trying to picture one in my brain.
I thought that was common knowledge.
Yeah. Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, smart pants.
Oh. Yeah.
Sounds like he's about to take the lead. All right, Carson, you go first since he's so cocky.
Eight.
Eight.
Booyah! Eight it is.
I thought they had a few more. Be honest with it. How long do elephant pregnancies last?
Oh.
What? These are hard.
I think I actually know this one.
Okay, yeah. I think I know it.
What? I think
when
I know
went
it.
To the
yeah.
Bali elephant thing.
Yeah, well,
I
did.
I went too, but they didn't talk about how long they stay pregnant.
I actually don't know where I know this from. I don't know if it's from that or not.
All right, so go ahead, Spadil.
I'm going to go with 18 months.
All right, 18 months. Carson.
22 months.
That is correct.
22.
Wait, was he correct or was I correct?
You were correct.
Oh, okay.
All right. What is the loudest animal on Earth?
I mean, it's got to be a bird, right? But
why? Because they chirp?
Yeah. They hit high pitches.
Oh, my God. You guys, I'm telling you, the birds in my neighborhood... Something's wrong with them. And they start at 3:45 every morning.
Do they?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, they do. Because when I come out of my house, they do.
Yeah, in the dark.
I keep getting the ones that are like, beep, just like really long.
And how do they do that just over and over and over?
Like, don't they annoy themselves?
That's what I'm saying. Oh, my God. All right, anyway, what is the loudest animal on Earth?
I'm going to go with eagles.
All right, you go with eagle.
Can we go with like a just a general? I don't know if it's like a type or can we just like a whale?
What? Wait, how did you know that?
That's what I want to know.
What made you think a whale?
That's
like they're underwater.
Know.
Why would
yeah,
they be
but
loud?
Haven't you ever heard of the studies on Discovery Channel of the whales being the loudest animal in underwater? Yeah.
Obviously,
because they talk
I have
to
it.
Each other. They talk to each other.
This is suspicious.
Wow.
This is very. Yeah,
I don't know. I don't have any explanation.
Suspicious.
Carson's on top of
listen.
It.
Very suspicious.
Good job, Carson.
not buying it at all.
Why? Discovery Channel.
I don't know.
I love Discovery Channel.
Because you thought the Nile River was in the United States.
Listen, I'm not good with geography, but I'm good at animals.
That definitely would have been on the Discovery Channel that it's in Africa. So.
Listen, I don't watch. No.
All right. The unicorn is the national animal of what country?
Ooh.
What?
Unicorn.
Is the national animal of which country?
But unicorns don't exist.
Are you sure, Carson?
Yeah.
How can it be a national animal?
Unicorns don't exist.
No, hold on. I didn't answer yet.
All right, go ahead, Fidel.
Scotland?
Ooh.
Carson?
I'm going to go Ireland.
You're wrong, but Fidel. Fidel is right.
These people are using their phones, and they're totally...
There's something going
they're
on.
They're yahooing this
you.
Crap.
I'm with you.
For sure, yahooing.
That was just a stab in the dark.
Hey, yahoo.
All
yahoo.
The fun's gone now.
I know it is.
It really
we're
is.
We're going to cancel
you
this.
You fun suckers.
What? I don't... We're not doing anything.
Blah, blah, blah. Your wife is texting you because she's Googling it at home. I'm not dumb.
Yeah. My phone is face down right now.
You thought the Nile was in the United States. I can't get over it. I'm sorry.
I have no way of cheating. I really don't.
Oh, my God. The name of which African animal means river horse?
River horse.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, any moment now you should get that text.
Oh, your wife just texted me. I'm so sick of hearing Jamie accuse Carson of cheating just because she's stupid. Oh, Bree, be nice.
I don't
or
even have my phone
mom.
On me.
Your mom or Bree? What are the
well,
two?
My mom is a mama bear. love you, Mom.
I can search your phone number.
Spadil, what is it?
Hippopotamus.
All right, Carson.
Ooh, I was going to go elephant.
And Spadil.
What's up?
We should go back
so
to
I
word,
won?
Word of mouth.
No, you
want to know. I want to know.
I didn't lose.
Here.
Yeah, no, I got.
We tied.
You know what? It's tied.
We tied.
Yeah, we tied.
51059. Do you think that the two of these guys are cheating? 51059 on Textnado. Because Jamie and I fully believe something.
How can I be cheating when
on.
I got two wrong?
Something is going on.
Something. Something shady.
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 No, like look,
shady.
Like the hip or the the unicorn one, like Scotland, right? Like Harry Potter is where all those magical beasts and stuff, and that's from England. So like it's got to be one of those UK ones. So I just took a shot in the dark.
Okay, obviously
Scotland.
You're cheating because you're over explaining. Just shut up. Just shut up.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, oh man, we are busy here at the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. 78 degrees right now. Gonna be around 99 today. It's gonna be really, really hot. We've got $1,000 coming up here in about 5 minutes or so. And then we have those 21 pilot tickets coming up at the bottom of the hour. So,
yeah. You know what? Somebody just tweeted or texted us. By the way, our text live in studio is 51059. Somebody said that CBS, I'm going to try to find it, just tweeted that somebody, a kid, was hospitalized because of dehydration from sitting on a Southwest Airlines flight for too long.
Oh. I saw that.
Oh, you did see that?
Yeah, I saw the story. Yeah.
Oh, what happened?
They were just on the flight for a long, long time, and for hours, in fact. And I guess... I don't know if no one noticed that the kid was dehydrated. I don't know.
Man.
I don't know. I just saw the headline.
I feel
headline
like there's a lawsuit
ago.
There. I'm just going to say.
Well, especially if they didn't give him water or something.
Right?
Speaking of headlines, there's a headline that's making world news out of Colorado Springs. And I would think that this is illegal, but I don't know. I don't know what the law is. A woman is renting a really nice house down there in Colorado Springs. She's renting. At some point, the owners of the house realize that she's letting it go to hell, okay? I mean, just kind of nasty because she had a bunch of pets or whatever. So they evicted her. They told her she had to get the heck out of there because of the way she was keeping the place. Well, in retaliation, as she's leaving... She takes and makes matters even worse by destroying the place. I mean, graffiti everywhere,
did
urine.
Did you say feces?
Feces, oh. Urine, the pets. I think she left some of the cats there when she left, left it for the house. It basically, she wrote on the doors and on the walls with spray paint, broke railings and different things inside. I mean, destroyed the house. Now they have a habit up for sale. Isn't it illegal to do that on your way out?
Yeah, it seemed like it.
I don't know that for a fact, but they're not saying that she's being arrested.
I'm sure you can't.
It's got to be in her agreement that.
Yeah, I'm sure that's vandalized. I mean, she vandalized the place.
I would think so.
Yeah.
But it happens all the time with foreclosures, especially. My mother-in-law bought a house a couple years back, and the people who lived there knew that they were being foreclosed on, so they destroyed the place. They ripped out all the cabinets in the kitchen. Oof. And then they were living there for a week, my mother-in-law. And then the same people who lived there brought the cabinets back on a trailer like, hey, you want to buy these cabinets from us?
The ones they ripped
out? Yeah, they tried to sell them back.
We know these cabinets will fit perfectly in the house.
Colors match?
Yeah.
Everything.
So weird.
Yeah.
But you never hear of someone getting arrested for this.
Yeah, I don't.
That's what's so baffling to me.
What do you have there, Schmidel? Schmidel's got some kind of... little legalese.
So it says homeowners going through foreclosure sometimes intentionally devalue their home by destroying the fixtures. The practice is known as foreclosure stripping. Apparently under law, items that are permanently affixed to the structures or land have to remain there. So if it's like cabinets, you're not supposed to be doing
that.
Well, my my friend flips houses, and the two worst things she saw was, and I've told you this, she walked into the foyer after she bought it, and they had taken a chainsaw and cut through the second floor and let it fall down to the first floor.
Whoa.
That's on a whole nother level.
Can you imagine? You just see that first floor, like that you thought you were buying this house, and now it's sitting down there on the first floor. And then another house she bought, they put quickcrete down every shower, every toilet, every sink, and so
destroyed the piping.
You're talking about thousands. Oh my god! You got to walk out of that place, don't you?
Yeah, you just tear down at that point.
Once you find that out, there's got to be something in the contract that's an out.
No, not on a foreclosure. It's on your own.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
No, there's nothing protecting you. If you bought a piece of property and...
she did.
And something like that was already...
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter? You have to swallow that?
As is.
No.
Yeah, because you're getting a deal.
Yeah, it's as is. Yeah, that's in the contract.
Unbelievable.
I know, right?
Quickcrete.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Everything.
And you wouldn't know. I mean, that's not...
That takes a while to back that up. Yeah.
She's I know a guy that was getting his car repossessed.
Yeah.
And he did crickets in his car.
Oh, really? Yeah.
No, I swear to God. This was years ago. But he took and he went and bought this. I guess you can buy crickets for like snakes and.
Because my dragon had one.
Yeah,
for
food.
He'd always buy them at PetSmart.
Right. Yeah, lizards. The Komodo dragons and things like that. But anyway, you can go buy crickets. He bought this whole thing of like 200 crickets and put them inside his car and turned them loose before they came and got it.
Let's not play this game of things I've done to people's cars.
Oh, I want to hear.
Right? I know some of these stories. No. Let's give away money.
BJ and Jamie.
It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Can I just, Jamie, say something to the guys that listen to our show?
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's a sad day. I know you found this out, dudes, yesterday. Victoria's Secret has gotten rid of the Angels.
I thought they did that a long time ago.
No, it happened yesterday.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, it happened yesterday.
No.
Officially, they made the announcement, but the Angels are gone.
Oh, that's such a shame.
No more. They were going with a different route on this. So.
And by the way, I don't know, because, man, you are just, you're crazy. You're not supposed to say men only.
Why? Well, that message was for the men. If you enjoy the...
I know, but...
There are women that enjoy the Victoria's Secret Angels, too.
I know several of them, yes.
Okay, well, ladies and men.
Yes, and people that don't identify with anything.
Everyone.
All right, let me start over.
Okay, all right.
For those of you that enjoy gawking at the Angels of Victoria's Secret...
Nice, I like what you did there.
For those of you, like me... Yeah. They're no longer around.
They're a little young for you, aren't they?
Gawking, just gawking.
Okay,
so if you're creepy like BJ.
Window shopping.
Some of them aren't they like 19?
I have no idea.
Oh, they're young.
Didn't they used to do a TV show with that?
Yeah.
Wasn't that a TV show? Yeah. I don't think it ever was very successful.
They would do like a pre-show or something. What was that? Because Bruno Mars one time performed at it, too. And I thought, man, his girlfriend has got to be very open-minded.
Was that just the runway show, though?
Yeah, the runway show. Yeah. It was on television, though. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, so I guess they're moving on. They're going to use hockey star Megan Rapinoe. She's going to be a part of it. They're going to use plus-size models.
Oh, so I can be a part of it.
I think. Not gonna say anything. Say
a word. That's where you're supposed to go. Think, no, no, you're not a plus size model.
I think anybody can be a part of it.
That's what you're supposed to say. I think.
Sports Illustrated did this with the whole calendar thing, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They made the same move. Yeah. So, you know, I've always said, though, when it comes to these pageants, like the Miss America and what, that is so outdated.
Yeah.
I can't even believe those exist anymore.
Well, I agree with you because I feel like we have some friends that are in them, so I got to be careful.
What do you mean?
Well, because remember, my girlfriend.
Oh, that's right. She was from Miss Colorado, wasn't she?
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, I'm not going to say a lot. I think the ones, especially with children, are outdated. I don't like those at all. My parents would never let me go for Little Miss Heron. Which really irritated me.
Like the queen of the state fair or county fair,
yeah, they
right?
wouldn't let me be in any of those.
What was the reason for that?
My dad, I think, thought I was a boy. He's just like, you're not going to win that.
Did your sister get a chance to participate?
No, none of us. We weren't allowed to.
It just seems weird. When there's kids involved, it seems weird that they're parading around in all that makeup.
I can't see you, though, wanting to be a part of it.
I did when I was like in second grade. In second grade, I begged my parents to put me in Little Miss Heron, and they would not.
Little Miss Heron.
I did.
It's probably every girl's dream, right?
I was in second grade. Yeah. I remember it. And I was like, I want to be in Little Miss Heron. And I think that it was just because I was so hideous, because I grew way too fast and all the other kids were short. Yeah. And I had those weird long legs and none of my clothes fit and I had high waters. And then I had buck teeth that were like out here, like John Elway, like way out here. And then I had a horrible perm that was too tight. And I think they were just like, let's not torture her.
Yeah, you wouldn't have won. Just you describing it. Yeah, I think Bob made that wasn't a good investment. Because you got to go out and buy some clothes or shoes or whatever. Yeah. You know what? We're going to sit this one out.
It's true. It's
all right, when we come back here at the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, 21 Pilots coming to Denver. And you could win tickets next.
BJ and Jamie.
To sleep, but now it's
all right. Come September, right here in Denver, you got 21 Pilots coming to town to take over the town. They're going to be here five shows, five nights in a row.
Yeah, actually, they're kicking off their entire tour, starting with Denver. So they're going to be fresh and, really ready to get at it because of the pandemic. So today's tickets are for the Ogden, which is going to be more, what do you call it, intimate?
Yep.
So it's going to be more intimate. This is going to be a great show. 21 Pilots, we all love them. What caller do you want to take?
I'm thinking we give everybody a chance because when you do caller 9, for an example, I think a lot of people don't get through. I think you at least get through. And even if it's rejected, you know the phone lines work. I'd say 21,000.
What?
Caller 21.
No, we cannot do that. That's
it's going to take till 1 o'clock.
It's not even a
possibility. Never going to give these tickets 21, away.
21,000.
You know what? I think it's a great idea. No, let's do it.
How about caller 2,100?
Oh, no.
It's less than 21,000.
Let's just do 210 because I
like that one too. Yeah. You thought 121 was bad.
210's not even competitive.
Do you want to do 121?
121.
Okay, 121. All right, caller 121. Call right now, 303-22-ALICE. Good luck.
BJ and Jamie.
Good morning, Alice. You're caller number 59. Good morning, Alice. You're caller number 60. Good morning, Alice. You're caller number 61. Ooh. Good morning, Alice. You're caller number 62.
What are we looking for again?
121.
Morning,
Alice, 121.
He's a long way.
Yeah, he's halfway there.
Good morning, Alice. You're calling number 65.
Let me tell you how popular these tickets are. We have Texnado here where people are texting us, like, are we eligible from Florida, California, Michigan? If we win the tickets, we'll fly there for the show.
You sure are eligible all over the country, Ken.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're buying the ticket. I mean, you have to buy your own airline ticket to get here.
Yeah, you just got to call 303-222-5423 and be caller 121 in order to win. And we'll do it again tomorrow morning, too.
How's it going?
Good morning, Alice. You're calling number 75. Good morning, Alice. You're calling number 76.
Don't skip any.
Good morning, Alice. You're calling number 77. Seven.
It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Hi, Melissa.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hey, Melissa. What did Schmidl tell you?
He asked me what my favorite 21 Pilots song was.
Oh, okay. And what was your answer?
My answer is Forest. It's not very well known, but it's on their first album called Regional at Best.
Yeah.
It's an awesome song.
Oh, you're hardcore.
Check it out.
Yeah, you know what?
My favorite, I'm hardcore.
Yeah.
My favorite one is, and maybe you remember the name of it, but it's like where he's going to take care of his mom and everything's going to be gold and all that stuff.
It's Heart of Gold. Yeah.
Yeah. My son used to sing that to me.
Oh.
He used to be like, Mom, this is about you. I know. He's like, this is about you. And I'm like,
Or House of Gold. It's House of Gold. Sorry, I'm a little.
No, you're fine. So guess what? You're going to the concert.
Woohoo!
Yay! Yay!
It should be one heck of a show.
I was online yesterday, and I was like, oh, my gosh, there's no way I can afford those. And,
you did now. It's at the Ogden Theater, which means it's going to be up close and intimate. So
yeah,
you should have just a blast with this one.
You guys just made my whole year.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love it.
Yeah, congratulations. This is the kind of people we want to go to the show.
Exactly. People that are diehard fans of 21 Pilots. You're going to see a show that you'll always remember. Always.
Yeah, for
sure. Oh, my gosh. You have no idea. I've traveled to see them before, and at the Ogden,
at the Ogden.
Yeah,
she deserves to go.
You guys,
for sure.
Pictures.
I think the Ogden holds like six people.
Yeah, so you're
you and five people.
Yeah. So you and Tyler and Josh.
Yeah.
It's just that you guys are the only ones
going to
be there.
Way to go, Melissa!
Woo!
You will be there to see 21 Pilots.
Thank you.
You're welcome. In fact, you'll see this song live.
BJ and Jamie.
21 Pilots taking over Denver in September. Another chance to win coming up tomorrow. Same band, different venue. Look at tomorrow's tickets at 8:30. Mission Ballroom.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. That's a great venue, too. I love that place. I forgot who did I see last. That guy, I don't know. What's his name? He's playing here. Anyway, I saw him last. It's a great venue.
And it's really new.
I've yet to go there.
Chris something.
Stapleton?
Yeah. Yeah. You haven't?
No, I've not been down there yet.
The only thing that like is a little bit, you have to have a little bit of standing stamina. That's
yeah, you're in a crowd.
Yeah, you are in a crowd. Yeah.
Well, I think with this band, it's easy to do.
For sure. Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
all right, 21 Pilots at the Mission Ballroom. That will be night number three that they're here in town as they do five shows in a row. We'll give those tickets away tomorrow morning at 8:30 right here.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
All right, life lesson number 80,563. Okay. My girlfriend sent me from her neighborhood. You know how we always go, we used to do next doors and all that stuff, but she just wanted everybody, all the moms, to pass it around to their kids, which I think it is a good life lesson. I guess in her neighborhood, there was a kid that had a bright orange Nerf squirt gun, and he was going by with his buddies and squirting people, you know, just being a silly teenager.
Yeah, it's summer.
Right, but somebody pressed charges against him for pulling a gun on him.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Pressed charges. And it was bright orange.
It was bright orange. Yep.
Yeah, I saw the picture. I mean, there's no way to mistake it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So just don't be dumb. Can't point it. No matter what it looks like, you just can't point it.
When you say pressed charges, they called the police?
They did.
And the police actually took action?
Arrested him.
Wow. Why would the police look at the gun and handle the gun and say, look, buddy, this isn't what you thought it was. You know it isn't.
I think because the people wanted charges pressed and they have to, you know.
Maybe they're making an example for everyone else.
It'll get dropped.
Well, it just did, actually.
Oh, it did?
It just did.
Yeah. Because I saw the picture. I mean, there's no mistaking it.
Right.
The kid has a squirt gun. There's no doubt about it.
But they scared the hell out of him, that's for sure. He won't do it again. You know?
Yeah.
But you just can't point anything. It doesn't matter what color it is. You can't point a gun at somebody because it technically it was a gun, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, I was just giving you all that. Tell your kids because, you know, it's right now it's like silliness. And I mean, we did the dumbest things we could have been arrested for, right? We took down a stop sign. We took home a stop sign with the actual pole sticking out one side of Jolie's car, and we put the pole all the way through the back seat and then left the stop sign on this side, and we drove home, and my parents freaked out and they're like, oh my God, you know you just killed somebody. We're like, we didn't even think about how we took a stop sign away from somebody and that they're going to now die and be T-boned.
Yeah.
Oh, we got in trouble. Man, it was bad. But I love that stop sign in my house right now.
And at the time, it was so funny.
It was so funny.
Oh, my God. I can't believe we took the stop sign.
It was so dumb, though. Oh. And then, I mean, like, innocent things we'd do is we'd change the letters on, like, the donut shop's little sign that had the arrow on it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you'd go and late at night, and the donut shop would be closed. It'd be like, you know, you're a whatever. you know, or,
we used to launch crab apples at cars in the middle of the night.
God.
And just, like, launch them.
Can you imagine now if somebody wrecked?
Oh, I know.
You'd be so liable for that. Yeah. I think what would we drop down from the freeway? Because we'd sit on the overpass and we'd hang our legs over, not thinking about clearance. Mm-hmm. We'd hang our legs over and like see if we could feel the wind from semi-trucks.
Wow.
Now, if you've seen Ridgegate, you know you can feel the wind. Right? My God. All right. Anyway, just to remind your kids not to be dumbasses like we all were. Rick James. There is a new documentary, you guys. This documentary is something else. I guess the documentary is coming out on... does anybody know where it's coming out on? Hold on.
Showtime.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Anyway, so this guy, former manager Kerry Gordy, and yes, that name sounds familiar because he is the oldest son of legendary Motown Records founder Barry Gordy. Well, anyway, former manager Gary Gordy is actually wrote this documentary. It's called Bitchin', The Sound and Fury of Rick James. Man, some of the stories from Rick James. I didn't know he was so jacked up.
Boy, I did.
You did?
Yeah. Rick James has been notorious over the years. I mean, you talk about a party hound. And then, not only that, just his relationships, everything about his life. He was a total disaster.
Or if you guys remember Chappelle's Show, they had a bunch of segments on there that were just about Rick James.
Yeah,
they're all super funny.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I guess, you know, when he died, they found like 9 different drugs in his system.
Mm. Yeah, he was whacked.
Let's see. It says he died at the age of 56 in 2004 from cardiac and pulmonary failure with 9 different drugs in his system. They said he did things like all of a sudden just pour cocaine out all over people's desks, and then he would, you know, ingest it, and then he'd take out his wiener and start doing windmills in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm. Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
I guess so. Man, yeah. And so it says it'll premiere September 3rd, like you said, on Showtime. Even Rick James on part of it, they showed old documentaries that he says that... during the tours, it was completely a debauchery. We were effing standing on the verge of insanity in those days. Everybody was doing drugs. Everybody was taking Quaaludes, drinking Crystal and Dom Perignon champagne, and getting butt naked and just getting out of control.
And he blew through all the money.
He did, I believe it.
He was like flat broke when he died.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and that got me millions.
Yeah, he sure did.
And we're talking about he made it in an era where $1 million is equivalent to like $8 million today. And this guy made millions of dollars. He blew through everything. He was dead broke.
They say also Prince opened up for him on his tour in 1980. And Rick James absolutely hated Prince. They said it wasn't just a rivalry because obviously Prince was way more talented to him. But it was something about the two. They just didn't get along at all. Rick definitely had an attitude with Prince. They just was competing with one another. That's what they says. And they would pull plugs on each other. And getting ready to actually fight.
Now, in those days, though, I gotta say, Rick James probably was perceived more talented than Prince.
Oh, yeah. Especially
Rick James was a big deal.
Yeah. So he just did not like
it. And Prince was kind of up and coming at the time, and he developed a little bit more of a show. But Rick James was on top of his game.
$6 million for a Super Bowl commercial. That's what they're going to charge this year. NBC is talking to potential advertisers about a price tag of $6 million for a 30-second spot. You know what? We should do the BJ and Jamie commercial for $6 million.
We've got the money.
Well, no, let's start a GoFundMe.
Well, I was going to reach out to the company to support us, but hey, yeah. If you think GoFundMe is a better route.
I'm just saying, I've seen the most bizarre things go through GoFundMe.
Yeah.
You know, like, let's say glue and hair.
Yeah. Ridiculous things. I think we raised $6 million for a commercial.
Yeah, we raised $6 million, and whoever, was the biggest people that contributed to it, we put them all in the commercial together.
Oh, yeah.
All right. It feels a little insensitive because some of those GoFundMes are like really needed, but this seems a little self-absorbed.
Did you see the lady with the Gorilla Glue, though? She started her own hair product line?
No, I thought she was pregnant.
No, she might be. I don't know about that, but she started it. It was announced, I think, 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, wow. It's called, what was it? It doesn't really matter.
Don't do it, girl.
Don't do it, girl.
Oh,
yeah.
I
don't
like
do it, hair
that.
Products.
That's a great name, though.
But see, here's the thing. Would you really take hair product advice from a girl that put Gorilla Glue in her hair?
Well, there's that.
I'm not going to trust that.
I'm not sure.
I think she's going to make a fortune.
Well, yeah, because it's pretty funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah,
wrong.
The name's good.
Excuse me. Anyway, this $6 million for a 30-second spot during the next Super Bowl broadcast would set a new record in pricing for Super Bowl commercials. Super Bowl LVI is slated to be broadcast on February 3rd from Inglewood in the house. Where are they going to play it in Inglewood? Huh?
Are they playing at the SoFi Stadium?
Is that what it is? I don't know. NBC is pressing for higher prices from advertisers, even though the most recent Super Bowl broadcast drew an average of 96.4 million viewers, the smallest audience for the game since 2007. So we'll see if they get it or not. I don't know. We'll see. This is shocking. If you know somebody that sexed you, they're complete narcissist. I see that, don't you?
Yeah, I guess.
People who send sexually explicit messages, photographs, or videos with their phone tend to have dark personality traits and tend to, be narcissists because they look so good you want to see my wiener.
That's one of those surveys that you look at and you go, duh.
Yeah, right? Exactly right. Nick Cannon has 6 kids now, you guys, and they are quite the ages. Think about this if you're Nick Cannon, okay? First of all, you have 3 different wives, so that are 3 different baby mamas, so that's interesting. You have a 6-month-old. You have a 4-year-old. You have 2 10-year-old twins. All right, so 6 months, 4, 2 10-year-old twins, and now 2 brand-new twins.
Yeah, but it's not like he's around them.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, if you read it like that, it sounds like, okay, that's a day's work right there. But how often do you think he's around them? I mean, we're talking, what, 4 different women?
3.
3 different women?
Yeah. He does do a lot. He's in a lot of shows. He produces a lot of things.
Well, he has to pay for them all.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, now, the 6-month to the newborn, we have a problem here, I think, a little bit.
Yeah, there's a little bit of overlap.
There wasn't a lot of time in between those.
It's a math problem.
He was two-timing.
Yeah, that's a little interesting. Well, whatever. A lot of people are mad at the Foo Fighters. I guess they had a concert in Agoura Hills on Tuesday, and a lot of people went and protested because they only would let people in the doors that could prove that they were vaccinated. By the way, my son gets his 2nd vaccine tonight, and I'm not going to lie, I'm a little nervous about the whole heart thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, lots of information coming out. We know more, or we think we do. We know more today than we knew, several weeks ago when he got his first shot.
Right.
I fully understand what you're going through.
Yeah, and I don't want to really tell him about it because I don't want to put it in his head. I mean, I don't know if he's read about it or not, but we haven't discussed it. I don't want to say, like, if your heart starts, like, being weird, tell mommy.
Do you think he's researched it, though?
I don't know.
He's probably heard of it because he's on the interwebs
kidding?
A lot.
It's Ralphie. He's 5 steps ahead of Jamie on everything.
He hasn't brought it up. Maybe I will say something like, if your heart starts to...
He knows. Trust me.
Yeah. You know, and then it's the whole thing. It's like we're only doing it kind of, I feel like, for selfish reasons to travel. And now that trip might not happen. So now I'm like, God, what am I doing? This is so selfish and so self-absorbed to like put him through this for his heart. But he wants it. That's the thing. He wants the vaccine. All his friends are vaccinated.
Yeah.
And he's like, Mom, I want to do it. I'm like, okay, you know, I feel like.
Well, and he has researched it. He's done the research.
I don't know.
Yeah, but who knows if the research works and it's right?
Well, I'm just saying he made an educated guess.
Well, again, you don't really know. Nobody really knows what the outcome is.
I know. What should I do?
Well, you're already this far in. You got to get the second one.
He hasn't had it yet.
You got a trip to take, so you got to go ahead and do this.
He hasn't had it yet.
I think you got plane tickets. You're headed to El Paso to pick up a passport. I say you get a shot.
Am I? Because if they make Monday a government holiday, I'm not going to El Paso.
Guys, I really think that's a possibility.
I do, too.
I do. I mean, think about it. If you're president of the United States, that's a good feather in your cap.
Well, okay? No, but let's think about the first black vice president. Female black vice. Of course she would want this.
Yeah.
I mean, my God, it's huge.
Well, you had
history.
You had a black president.
Right.
And he didn't go forward with it. But now that it's on the table, it's on the president's desk. And I hope they do it, man. Because I think we all take Monday off. We're ready to rock and roll.
I think you say that just because you want my Monday appointment knocked off.
No, it's got nothing to do with you.
Are you sure?
I want my Monday off.
Are you sure you're not just kicking me the curb like, ah, ha, ha.
I want to go to one of these celebrations. Big cookouts.
You're not just saying.
No, it's got nothing to do with your passport.
Are you sure you're
no.
Maybe just a little bit.
No.
I feel like everybody secretly would want that. You know what I mean? Like, oh my God, James is gone.
I don't know. We've all seen the way that this has kind of treated you. And you're waking up from, you're dreaming about it.
I know. It's
tormenting
horrible.
You.
Somebody said, didn't Dylan send a nude to your friend, Jamie?
No.
Oh, yeah, he did. You did.
Yeah, on accident.
Oh, yeah, okay. You're pretty quiet about that.
Have you sent nudes to other women?
Yeah.
Narcissist.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. There's a lot of conversation out there about this Juneteenth holiday, which is probably going to get signed later on today by the president, and that's the liberation. That is the end of slavery and it becoming a national holiday. And I don't really know how this thing's going to go down. It is going to get signed, but I don't know if anybody's going to really have it as a national holiday this year. You know what I'm saying?
Legally.
I don't know.
Schmidl has all the details.
You know what, Schmidl, I don't know where you get your information
either.
Sometimes. But dude, you've gotten it so
wrong. You're the only person that is saying this.
That we're going to have off tomorrow?
Yeah. You're the only person.
And you're convinced about it.
Yeah. He comes in. He's like, hey, you guys, we're not working tomorrow. They're doing Juneteenth as the National Independence Day Act. And so they're establishing June 19th as a federal holiday. And as the 19th falls on a Saturday, most federal employees will then observe tomorrow, June 18th. And we're like, where did you hear this?
I'm staying home.
It's from the U.S. Office of Personal Management.
Thank
you guys have never heard of them?
Thank you, buddy.
Neither have you.
Yeah. Everyone knows who they are.
Aren't those the people that run like they run like the water supply or something like that for us?
I don't know where
water
supply coming from. And then he comes in and he goes, Biden already signed it. I go, no, he hasn't. Trust me, this is such a big, huge deal.
It is a big deal.
I mean, it is really amazing.
And long overdue.
Yes,
this should have happened years ago.
Right. And so it is such a big deal. Trust me, there is going to be a signing that you've never seen before.
It's going to be a celebration.
Yeah,
and not just Washington, D.C. and the people there, but even all around the country. People are going to celebrate that this is something that was long overdue, should be a national holiday. Now, there are a couple of things where they're saying it's too close to Independence Day. I don't care. I don't mind having a holiday every 2 weeks. Fine with me.
But the thing is why is Schmidl the only one that knows that Biden signed it?
Well, I think he just misread it. I think he jumps to conclusions. And you know Schmidl likes to be the king of knowledge. Okay? He likes to run in here with information that he just, you know, blows us away with, right?
Yeah, I mean,
that
he's found
the scoop.
He is going to sign it, but he hasn't done it yet, Schmidl.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, he has. I'm like, no, he hasn't signed it yet. He will. But he will, but he hasn't yet, buddy.
Yeah, and I don't think tomorrow. I just don't know if the federal government and banks and everybody else can get all their ducks in a row to take tomorrow off. I could see it being Monday, but I don't know about tomorrow. I don't know if that's going to happen or not.
Oh, to take it off? That's a little quick, don't you think?
If anything, they'll just push it to next year.
Yeah, I think it's a little quick to actually have banks shut down.
Have you looked up the celebrations in town for this thing,
mm-mm,
for this weekend? It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
there are parades. There are outdoor events. There are concerts. There are jazz festivals. The list goes on and on. There's a huge celebration here in Denver. And from what I was reading a couple of days ago, Denver is one of the most celebrated cities when it comes to Juneteenth.
Will you share all that, Schmidl?
Yeah, I found something that has all the scheduled events.
Okay. What do you have? Just give me the highlights of what you're seeing there.
So today there's something called the Strange Fruit of Black Excellence Gala. So that's just a gala.
Something about the skinniest white dude reading this is weird.
They have the Juneteenth R&B summer kickoff.
Yeah.
There's going to be a parade. And then a 2-day street festival that'll take place Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It is currently, let's see here, 85 degrees, and it's going to be hot today, near 99. In fact, a heat wave.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And I've got the perfect answer for you. How about the water park at Elitch Gardens?
Oh, look at you. Ooh.
I've got the perfect answer for you.
Oh, look at you, Stud Muffin.
We've got a couple of season passes. What'd you call me?
Stud Muffin.
Am I still listed that way in your phone?
You are.
Stud Muffin?
You want to see?
I'm so proud.
Yeah. You are Stud Muffin.
I laugh every time she posts a screenshot.
I've been Stud Muffin for a long time, folks.
You have been Stud Muffin for a long time. Yeah. How did that happen?
I'm not really sure. Not sure I want to know.
You know what Slacker is in my phone?
Well, I've got an answer, but I can't say it on the air. Dip blank.
Oh, no. Slacker is a tiny wiener.
Oh.
Outfitting.
Yeah, you're Stud Muffin and he's Tiny Stud Wiener. Muffin.
I'm just glad I'm actually Carson in your phone. Nothing crazy.
Yeah, right? It's a true story. I don't know why I do that.
All right, we've got, it doesn't feel so good giving away Elitch Gardens season tickets right now.
Now!
We've got tickets to give away. Season passes. Hey, Spadil, did you find that audio that I asked you about?
I did.
You did? All right, hang on just a second. We'll come to you. All right, caller 9.
Let's do caller 9, a pair of season passes, you guys. This is kind of huge for Elitch Gardens for the 2021 season, and it's both parks, okay? So you go unlimited visits to both the theme park and the water park. Caller 9 right now, 303-22-ALICE.
This is a great deal. Yeah, go to the park all summer long. All you want to go. I mean, just over and over again. You can go every day if you want
to. Cool off.
Yeah. All right. The reason I went to Schmidl is I guess there's some video that just got posted a few minutes ago. And it's the cast of Friends, which I feel like are trying just a little too hard to revive the old...
the whole feel.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Because, I mean, I think that reunion thing they did was kind of a flop. I don't think
I never saw it.
And we didn't really hear that much about it after it happened.
Yeah, I think people thought it was okay. They thought it was, I think the word cute was used a lot.
Yeah.
People thought it was cute. We heard a lot about Matthew Perry and the whole thing. But no, you're right. We didn't get any numbers on how many people actually viewed it.
Well, I guess the entire cast crammed themselves in a car with James Corden last night.
Oh, cute.
A golf cart.
A golf cart?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just used the word cute.
And what did they sing?
The song for Friends.
Oh,
yeah. I'll be there for you.
All right.
If it was okay with you, if we could listen to some music, would that be okay?
Yes, sure.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Oh! Yeah. So no one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you broke, your love life's the away. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. But when it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year, I'll be there for you.
Oh my gosh, harmonizing!
I'll be there for you. Like you've been there before, I'll be there for you. You're there for me too.
the sad part about this is?
What is
Because I actually watched it.
Yeah, I can't see the video.
I know. Well, they put Matthew Perry in the back with the executive producer, and they didn't put the camera on him basically at all because he's just kind of like... He doesn't know the words.
I feel like a lot of them didn't know the words. Well, like it was just James singing it.
No, they did. Courtney and what's her name? A Smelly Cat Girl. She knew him. And Jennifer knew him. But I mean, literally, if you watch the video, Matthew's in the back.
They should have just shoved him out of the cart.
Oh my God. I wonder if his agent purposely asked them to have him in the back of the cart and not put the cameras
on.
Well,
based on the Friends reunion, everybody talking about, I guarantee you. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Wow.
And and Joey, Joey's put on a little pound or two, hasn't he?
He's a little pudgy.
He's bulked up.
Yeah, pudgy.
I guess they had a great time.
Yeah, it was fun.
Sounded okay to me. All right, BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Tomorrow morning at 8:30, another a round of tickets to give away for 21 Pilots, which that's going to be a big, big, big week when they are here. They're doing 5 shows in town.
Yeah, huge dealio. Tomorrow, what time? 8:30, did you say that?
8:30.
Yeah, why can't I remember numbers?
Mission Ballroom is the location of the next show that we'll give away tomorrow morning, and tomorrow is Friday.
Yes, it is, thank God. All right, so what's the deal? Biden hasn't signed it yet.
It's not official.
Okay, but I did see, I believe, that JCPenney, Target, some of the department stores are already recognizing it. They are, they're going to stay open, but they are telling their employees if you want to take the day or something like that.
I guess certain businesses that will recognize and close have already told their employees that they will, you know, they'll be off for tomorrow.
Right.
But as far as an official holiday and the federal government making that decision, it just hasn't happened yet, but it will happen later on today.
It'll be a whole thing. Yeah.
It's going to be a big deal later on today. You guys have a great day today. Going to be around 99 degrees, and then I think it cools off after that into the weekend. Try to stay cool if you can, and we'll see you back here for Friday. Tomorrow's Friday already.
Yes, woo! Thank God.
We'll see you back here for a Friday show tomorrow. Take care and be safe. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.